The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
And it's interesting, the number one issue right now that people care about is, in fact, health care. And, it probably should be because Obamacare has put us into dire straits. We're in a really tough position where people, and we heard from several of them this week on the radio show, in some cases, they're paying $1,500, $1,600 a month for health care. That's unacceptable. I mean, that's ridiculous. To the average American, $1,500 or $1,600 a month, that could be a house payment, and you're paying that in medical insurance that you may rarely use. You know, you might. No, I don't know that anybody uses health care enough to warrant that kind of a premium. Now, if you have really bad health problems,
yeah, usually critical condition. They believe, however, they can do for $1,800 a year. Between $1,800 and $2,000 a year, they can give everyone catastrophic coverage. And this is a thing we talked about a few months ago.
Then you just pay for everything else?
You pay for everything else, and it depends on what your salary is. So if you have a low salary, your catastrophic coverage kicks in at a pretty low level. If you're a multimillionaire, it's a very high level, and you need to get real full insurance. However, it's a pretty minimal expense to have that level. And I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting proposal when you put it up against what we have. Like, if I'm going to come in and design a healthcare proposal, it's not going to be based on what we have now, because what we have now, I think, is a disaster. However, we're spending a lot of money on healthcare from the government, I think it's a much smarter way to actually spend it. I mean, if you put people, because really what we're talking about here is not health insurance, it's wealth insurance. We are saying we have a system that protects you if you have no money, right? Mm-hmm. That's called Medicaid. We have a system that protects you if you're older than 65. It's called Medicare. We have S-CHIP that protects you if you're young. Really, we're talking about people who are in the lower to upper middle class that are in your main earning ages is what we're talking about covering. Obviously, the vast majority of those people are covered. So you're talking about a small subset of that. And what we're trying to do with these programs that the Republicans are talking about is, hey, we'll give you subsidies to make it cheaper. But the problem with it is never solved, which is it's not insurance. It's just a prepayment of medical expenses. When you're paying $1,600 a month, that's not a rational insurance policy, because you're just getting everything covered. You know, like, you're going in there and you're paying a copay after, of course, you get to your deductible. But you're paying a copay so that you can go and get your cough medicine covered by your insurance, which is a stupid way to do it. You should just pay for those things, or you can get additional coverage. The government should not be spending money to cover your colds. It just shouldn't. Now, we're talking about medical bankruptcy is a real problem, because it's really hard to plan for. If you have no insurance and you can't afford a major insurance plan, and you wind up getting a heart attack or a car crash, it can wipe you out. And what does this actually prevent? You said this a million times, Pat. You can get the health care. It's not guaranteeing your health care. It is guaranteeing you getting health care and being able to keep your job and your possessions.
Mm-hmm.
Because we already give you health care if you don't have a job and possessions. So it's a matter of, do you have to sell your home and spend all of your money first before you get this health care? We're guaranteeing the home. We're not guaranteeing the health care. And that is a distinction that's important, because we can do that a lot cheaper. We can actually insure your wealth much more cheaply than $1,600 a month. We can do it for probably close to $1,600 a year. And I think, honestly, everybody would want to be involved in that. If you took a deductible plan, like, if you're making, I've just read an extensive study on this, but the numbers are something like, if you're making $100,000 a year, it's something like your first $8,000 you'd have to pay. That's just you. Or you can get additional insurance, okay? So you can, $8,000 you're spending, that's just you. Now, look, that could be $8,000. If you go up to that full amount, you're going to be about $1,000 a month. Okay, mm-hmm. It's going to wind up being $1,000 a month, mm-hmm. if you space it out over the entire year. But you can get additional insurance to just cover that $8,000. And then after that, you wind up getting a catastrophic level kicks in where you have a small copay for a bunch of money, and then everything at the real high end is covered. So it's not going to wipe out your lifestyle if you have a terrible thing go on like that. However, if you're making $40,000, the levels would be a lot lower, and you could do it a lot more cheaply. And honestly, you could do it for what they think is less than half of Obamacare's cost, cover everyone in the nation that is uninsured with this catastrophic coverage. Mm-hmm. Do it for less than half of Obamacare, and honestly, with all the other changes they have in there, it basically pays for itself, so you would have no expenditures at all. And then, you know, people are left of their own to spend for the basics. But that's actually insurance. And then people would care about the costs of those smaller things. No one cares about what they're paying to go to a doctor's or, you know, for basic medical treatment because they're never paying for it.
And the cost would go down. If you left this up to people paying for it mm-hmm. right then and there, mm-hmm. and that's the full price, eventually the doctor's prices would come down because the free market would kick in and somebody would offer a lower price to get you into their practice than the other guy. Like, you know, if a doctor visit starts out at $150 per visit, which probably is about where they'd be, instead of your copay of 20 or 30 or whatever mm-hmm. that is, and you stopped going there because of it, and maybe you went somewhere that only charged $100 per visit, eventually the guy who charges $150 would probably come down. Eventually, the market forces would work.
And you say, well, wait a minute, $150 is a lot for a doctor's appointment. First of all, you're already paying it. This is what people don't understand. You've paid it in advance. Then you know that January where you had no doctor's appointments? You paid for 10 of them. You paid for 10 doctor's appointments that you didn't use. And then in February, you paid for 10 more and you went once. So now you've paid mm-hmm. for 20 doctor's appointments and you've gone once. This is a terrible idea. Now, there is a part of
system.
This. It is a weird system. And it's, you know, is there a part of it where it can, like, if you have, you got to get an MRI, it might wind up evening out. If you have a massive issue, like a car accident or, cancer develops, God forbid, or a heart attack or whatever, you can get there, obviously. And that's how insurance works. But insurance works because insurance companies make money. The insurance is a terrible investment. In a basic money return. Like, you're not supposed to, you know, if an insurance company paid out more on average than they took in, they wouldn't exist.
That almost never happens. I'll give you a good example. My mom passed away recently, and she left me this policy. I didn't even know she'd done this. She took out some kind of little, it's a $6,000 policy. It's no big deal, but... to her, it was. She paid.
Nice.
She paid $60 a month for that death benefit that is paid to me, and she did it for 17 years.
Wow.
She paid. I think I figured out. She paid $17,000 for a $6,000 policy. That's good for the insurance company. Wasn't good for my mom.
Right. It's not supposed to be.
It's not.
Right? Insurance is. However, if she had died in year two.
Yes.
It would have been a good
you
investment.
Benefit.
And that's
but
what
they
you're covering
take that
now.
Risk because they know most people are going to live longer. And she did. And so it's going to work out to their benefit in the long run. But if it was the other way around where the insurance company always paid out vastly more than the premiums that came to them, they'd be out of business.
Yeah, that's what
there wouldn't
happens.
Be any insurance companies.
No. You know, and this is one of the reasons I actually do like the a policy that has been touted by Rand Paul over the years, which is that same, instead of why do we buy insurance policies by the year? Isn't that strange? Like, it would be much easier to group the risk of people over a long period of time. So you're not saying, okay, well, this person developed something that's really bad, and now we're going to jack up their rates. And Obamacare tries to cover that. It tries to deal with that problem by saying you can't jack up the rates. But that screws the entire insurance process. It jacks everybody's rates up. If instead people could buy like life insurance, health insurance. So people save for college for their kids. Mm-hmm. If you did the same thing for health insurance and started purchasing a health insurance plan for your kid when they turn 18, and you put money away and you lock in a rate at 18 that covers them until they're 50, right? And so you're paying that low rate at the beginning, and at some point, they might get really sick, and it might cover it. Most likely, you'll pay too much, but you'll pay a low rate. It will be a low rate that entire time, and by the end, it'll be nothing because of inflation. It'll have a really low rate locked in, just like life insurance. Like, that is exactly why you do, why life insurance exists that way. You buy it early. The chances of you dying in the period are obviously not particularly high. But especially if you purchase it at a young age. And the same thing with health insurance. Your chances of getting very sick at a young age are low. But if you get leukemia, God forbid, 5 years from now, you're still going to have a nice low rate of a healthy person. But so many people would do this over, so you know, that you'd be able to pool the risk. They'd still be able to make their money. And it would be sensible for parents. It would be sensible for children. It would make a lot of sense to buy it over a longer period of time. Instead, we can't really do that. One of the reasons, as Rand Paul has argued, is, you know, you can't pool groups large enough. And so they won't allow you to go across state lines. They won't allow you to join into voluntary groups. You know, Rand Paul was saying, like, what if the NRA offered a health plan? It's groups of millions and millions of people that are all together in common interests, and they just said, you know what, we're going to offer a health care plan because we're going to pool the interests and risks of all the people that are involved here. Why wouldn't they be able to do that? Right now they can't. It's got to go through the insurance companies, and a lot of it's to do with tax benefits and everything else. You know, it's an interesting thing that has developed here, and these, I don't think what the Republicans are trying to do is going to work. You really need to go back to basics. If it's this, I mean, to me, I like the catastrophic idea. You make rich people got to pay for their own, poor people, and some up to middle class people maybe can get a government subsidy, but to cover a policy that is not paying for their coughing, it's paying for real insurance disasters. And if you have it, just go catastrophic and then let everyone else deal with their own insurance, you'd have a much more sensible thing and a much better better functioning health market. Mm-hmm. But just, you know, people are just like, that's too hard. It's essentially what the answer you get when you talk about this stuff. That's too hard. We already have something. We already have a system. People like getting it through their insurance. I hate getting it through work. It keeps you in jobs you don't want to be in, as we know, right, Pat? But it does. It does this to a lot of people. People just stay in jobs that they don't want because they don't want to lose their benefits. And that's stupid.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you should be able to pay for these things on your own. And, you know, it would make a lot more sense than the way we're doing it right now.